Just want to give a reminder of our summer themes that we've been focusing on to remember those who taught us the love of Jesus, to pray for the healing of our lives from differences, and to expect goodness, especially as we experience it from people and places that we don't expect it. Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In order to really understand what's going on in this reading, this gospel reading for today, we have to hear what is declared in verse 35 and a bit of what we don't hear from verses 36 through 40, which aren't included in today's lectionary prescription. Verse 35 is one that we've heard before. It was the closing verse for last week's gospel reading. Speaking to the crowds that had come across the Sea of Galilee to find Jesus after he had fed the 5,000 the day before, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." He had tried to tell them that it wasn't about the bread that you eat, but about the whatever it is, this new thing that God is doing in him, in this newly restored relationship that God is establishing through Jesus. Just like when God gave manna in the wilderness, providing, sustaining life, now God is doing the same thing, not in bread made of flour and water, but in Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am that which will provide and sustain you in life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. That's verse 35. In the missing verses, then, that Jesus goes on to speak, he begins to explain that this relationship, that the one who is the true bread, Jesus himself, is not just a personal, individual thing, but a corporate, community thing. The will of my Father, Jesus says in verse 40, is that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life. And again, the eternal life that Jesus refers to here is not just life after we die, but the relationship with God that will sustain all of life. Every day, as surely as Jesus did with the loaves and fishes for the 5,000 that day before. So in these readings, last week's, today's, and actually next week's too, we're dealing with relationship. Our ancestors, each other, and with Jesus. But also this idea of eternal, abundant life and what we ought to expect today from God in Jesus. Two of our summer themes are remember the relationships with those who gave us the faith, who gave us Jesus to have and to hold, and also expect goodness. Expect God to show up in places and in people where we least expect it. It seems to me that these are exactly the issues that this section of John's gospel is dealing with. As today's story opens, Jesus' opponents, or the religious elite, the Jews who have a stronghold on the tradition established in the religious order, they complain that Jesus has said, "I am the bread of life come down from heaven." How can he say that? They grumble. He didn't come from heaven, but from Joseph and Mary, those people that we know. Of course, we know already that Jesus is the Word that was in the beginning. The Word that is and was God, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. But for a moment, as we put ourselves in the shoes of those who are suspicious of Jesus, suspicious of his ways of change, we might begin to feel the anxiety they feel, the fear that perhaps Jesus doesn't know and remember the ways of our tradition, that he might change things right out from underneath us and we'll no longer have the faith that we loved. These religious strongholds insist that we remember the bread that Moses gave in the wilderness, not just the manna, but the way we've always done it, the law and tradition that we refuse to let go of. And yet Jesus says in another place, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the old teachings. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." As we remember and give thanks for those in our lives who have taught us the faith, who have shared Jesus and his love with us, who built our buildings and paved the way for us to continue the mission and ministry of this church, let us not allow nostalgia to keep us from seeing the new thing that Jesus is doing right in front of our eyes. Yes, the manna was good. It sustained us. It filled us. It brought us to where we are now. But even then, the manna only served us for the day. Even the bread that we ate just yesterday has now passed away, and we are hungry again. Jesus affirms that manna is good. Jesus saw that 5,000 people were hungry, and he gave them food to eat, abundant food, with leftovers to spare. But Jesus also cautions us against seeking that bread to the exclusion of the true bread, the bread that will not leave us hungry for tomorrow, but that gives us eternal life. And the irony here is that our ancestors knew this all too well. Perhaps better than we know today, our parents and our grandparents knew that the stuff of this earth, the brick and mortar, the books and the candlesticks, the clothes on our back. These things are here today and gone tomorrow. But what really lasts are the relationships, the shared work and play, the love, and also the grief of a community in which people rely on one another, support and encourage, pray for and challenge one another. We've allowed ourselves to walk away from one another when we disagree. We've become reliant not on the bread from heaven, but on the bread that we get from our own trusted sources, our circles of gossip and self-congratulatory, like-minded friends. We've clung to tradition and heritage so tightly that we've driven away the newcomers who have knocked on our door. We say to them, "No thanks. We don't need your bread. We've got enough of our own stored up." Even as we know deep down that the bread we cherish is slowly crumbling and rotting away. Jesus doesn't mince words. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. Friends, God has given us blessings. God has given us blessings in every stage of our lives. God gave our ancestors what they needed to build this church and to share with us the faith that gives us hope. God gave us Sunday school teachers and ladies who serve potlucks, and God gave us men and women who poured concrete and pounded nails. God gave us preachers who proclaimed the truth of the gospel. God gave us each other so that we could walk together this journey of faith. But all the while, God was giving us something that we could not hold on to. Something not made to feed us just for today and leave us hungry for tomorrow. God was giving us the hope to expect goodness. The third of our summer themes. This is the true bread from heaven which Jesus speaks, that we should look to him for every goodness, every resource, every blessing to sustain our daily lives. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, Jesus says, so that one may eat of it and not die. To expect goodness is to put our faith in Jesus, and Jesus alone. To trust that today's troubles are not trials to get through, only to have a peaceful day tomorrow. But that what seems to be hardships are really opportunities that God is putting in our path. People whom God is calling us to gather into community. Faithful, new, but different friends who will carry this faith into tomorrow and beyond. Only they will carry it with new hands. They will hold it in hearts that beat to different rhythms. They will sing it not just with the accompaniment of piano and organ, but with new, loud, and strange-sounding instruments. The religious gatekeepers who come to Jesus complaining about this new bread of which he speaks cannot imagine the goodness that Jesus will bring. If only they could allow God's voice to be heard in the poor and the outcast, and maybe just the ones we've never bothered to listen to before. Today, Jesus is calling us, just as he did that day after he fed 5,000, to listen to our neighbors. Our neighbors who look different and speak differently. Our neighbors who aren't Scandinavian or maybe even not even European. Our neighbors who are gay and lesbian and transgender and queer. Our neighbors who don't know Jesus and those who know Jesus in ways we never imagined. If we are to expect goodness, we must trust that goodness will come from places and from people we do not expect. Such is the bread that comes down from heaven. But it will feed us and thousands more. It will sustain us not just for today, but for eternal life. It will gather us together so that we might pray for one another, celebrate one another, grieve with one another, and hope with one another. We have a choice this day. Bread is here to fill us. Will it be the manna that leaves us hungry again tomorrow? Or is it truly the bread that gives life to the world? Amen.